get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
What the hell? All right, brought to you by
Twin Peaks.
Thank you to Twin Peaks. All right, we're live here on Radio Row. Just had a nice visit with old Easy Ed McCaffrey, Christian's papa. It's got to be crazy to be a two-time Super Bowl winner. And really, like, when people think of the Denver Broncos, there aren't too many receivers that you think of until you get to Ed McCaffrey.
Right.
He
mentioned Rod Smith. That's probably the only other one.
And yet you're simply known as Christian McCaffrey's dad.
Yeah.
He had his day, and it was a good one.
Dude, it was awesome.
Yeah.
So lots of weird things spawn from Why Today Doesn't Suck. As I try to ease into this,
let's try
to rationalize it somehow.
Let's try this flimsy premise on for size.
Well, it was demanded by you.
Look, we're going to stop this right now. I'm against this.
Why?
Because it's a bad bit.
You were the one who was videotaping it.
Under orders.
Whatever. You were ordering us to go do it. Hurry up. It's almost over.
Oh, shit.
You got to go do some seed, man.
Listen, you do your thing. You're not putting it on me.
Okay. All right. As I said, you're the Steve Bannon of secede men.
I don't know if your lawyers can stick this one on me.
And so we, at some point in the last month or so, I don't know how it got started, but there must have been some story about secession.
Yeah.
That.
On this day in history in 18...
Right.
Or
dockety-do, whatever.
Next week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Either in the past or in the near future.
Exactly. And we, Dave and I, started talking like this, and damn right we're going to secede. And
like Brett Butler?
Just stop it. And
bring it! Not that Brett Butler.
And then we determined that by someone, I don't know who it was, said that, oh, hey, Secede Man. And then we labeled ourselves as Secede Man and Secede Man Jr. And then as the characters caught a little bit of traction, an added element to it...
Did they?
...was that these two men who really, really are into seceding...
Yeah.
...that they're gay.
Yes, but they're brothers, so they're not gay with each other.
That would just be weird.
Yeah.
Right. So they...
This is the dumbest thing we've done.
So DJ...
You have done. You guys.
Yeah, we as a collective have done. And DJ's...
Yeah, as the hardline.
...point man for this as well. Does that set it up? Is there any more info that's needed from Secede Men?
Combined with what you said and Bob... prefacing it that this is the dumbest thing we've ever done, I think that about covers it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's about good.
Okay. Now, also, since they are gay, and since it is San Francisco,
go on.
And as you guys have pinned me as being the biggest, quote, supporter of Harvey Milk's career and the film Milk.
Nobody has pinned that on you but you.
No. Every time Harvey Milk is mentioned, you guys stare at me. Like,
how did that start?
Because I said I liked the movie.
You did like three segments. You're pushing people against the wall, yeah. Making us watch Milk.
You were
like Clockwork Orange. You're prying our eyes open.
So bitter when Sean Penn wasn't nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah, I mean, one time I say I mention a movie that I like, and suddenly I'm the Milk expert.
Mark.
So
poor Jalen Graham.
Jalen Graham.
Linebacker Purdue. Seventh round pick in 2023.
Brand new guy, right?
Just starting his career. This is most likely his first Super Bowl media day ever.
And does he play?
He might run.
Is he a practice squad?
No, I think he's...
Because he was hanging out with the practice squad.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to speak too highly of his career just yet. Let me take a look. Let's see if Jalen Graham did anything.
Is he going to be active on Sunday?
No chance. I would say.
They're all active in our hearts, though.
He has run special teams week 14, 15, 16, and 18.
Okay.
All right, so he might
yeah,
get in.
Yeah, maybe.
What if he makes a big play?
Yes.
Like a big special teams
looks
play.
Looks like he has yet to play his first defensive snap of his career, and but it starts on teams.
Maybe he'll dedicate it to a certain politician.
Yes. Now
he's been scratched in the playoffs, so.
Well, so far.
So far.
But if he does play.
He might unleash a secret weapon.
If he does play, will he have secede men in his mind, and will he have Harvey Milk in his heart?
Okay, we're here with Jaylen Graham from where?
Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan, all right. This is Secede Man. I'm Secede Man Jr. And we would like to secede from the Union. Would you like for your state to be gone from the United States?
Nah, I don't think so. Nope.
You would not like to succeed then?
I don't want my state gone. I don't know about the other part. I do want my state to succeed.
What if I told you that if you succeeded, everyone could be gay together?
No, that'd be cool. Everybody can do whatever they want to do.
Because me, Secede Man Jr., and my friend, brother, Secede Man, are gay.
Not with each other.
That'd be weird.
I mean, whatever y'all do is up to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all brothers.
If y'all win the Super Bowl, will you dedicate it to gay secession?
You win the Super Bowl, I'm just... be proud and thank the man above.
There's one man that I would like for you to be thinking about, speaking of men from above, to dedicate this Super Bowl to the late, great Harvey Milk. Do you know who that is?
Nah, no, sir.
He's the first openly gay politician in San Francisco, taken from this earth way before his time.
Well, he's from San Francisco. I'm sure he'd be happy for us to get this Super Bowl win.
Dead since 1978.
Probably was a Niners fan back in the day, and probably got to see them win a couple games back in the day. So,
gay Niners fan that would also like to secede.
I don't even know if that's a question.
Well, Jaylen, we can't thank you enough. And remember, play with your heart and your mind around Harvey Milk.
Go out there, play. You're going to go out there and play.
Say the man's name.
How do you know who you're talking about?
Harvey Milk.
All right, Harvey. You're going to go and play.
Win it for Harvey.
Thank you, Jay.
God bless you.
Yep.
How did he not just walk away?
Because he's too nice.
He was a very sweet dude.
He was so confused.
But once you get gay secession asked in your question, don't you just walk away at that point?
He was kind of pinned up against the wall.
He was. We wouldn't let him leave. He literally could not move.
We had him boxed out.
And really the underrated moment of comedy that I enjoyed the most is him trying to reiterate that he wants his home state of Michigan to not secede, but to succeed. We do want to succeed. We just don't want to succeed.
Yeah.
To succeed.
Right.
Yeah. And why do they have to secede when everybody can be whoever they want right now?
Right. Yeah. Ham, do you want that to be the end of Secede Men, or is that the beginning?
I think it's only the beginning.
I just feel like we
these have characters to, have legs.
At some point, we have to move the ball down the field a little bit, though. We're stuck on this initial character trait or lifestyle.
Choice,
sure.
That's genetic.
Fine. We just haven't gone any further, and I would like us to explore the rest of the space.
All right, okay. We'll see what we can do.
But shout out to Jalen Graham. His body language suggested he was happy for that interview to end.
Now, we did walk away, and we walked right past the group that he was then walked over as fast as he could.
That's the audio we need.
Yes.
Him trying to explain that to the rest of the practice squad.
And all I heard was, I don't even know, man.
Oh, God. That was. We made a beeline for the exit right after that, too.
So incredibly dumb.
The worst.
We've done it.
Oh.
All right.
We have officially ruined Super Bowl.
There they are. Secede Man.
Oh.
Secede Man Jr.
Oh, look, it's the music.